Hey everybody, welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
I'm Jeremy Berkeley.
I don't really want to do this today.
Neither do I. Oh my god. Is that who I think it is?
It's Ethan!
Well, now we have to do it.
Hi.
Hi, Ethan!
I'm here!
Alright, just came right into the house. That was obtrusive.
Door's always open.
Alright.
Number
let's
one
go.
Fan.
Well, Ethan, you're here where the magic happens.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm here to talk about magical girls.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap, topic in the first minute.
I figured we should just get right in there.
You brought up this topic to me on Facebook a while ago, and when you explained it, you were like, you could talk about this, and then this, and then this. And then this, I'm like, that is a lot. That's like...
Who knew magical girls were so complex?
I think I sent them to you over a course of like 3 days.
Yeah, you sent me a lot of magical girls.
Whoa. He sent you real magical girls?
I did some interviews with some magical girls.
Not just pics? There's some magical girl pics?
There were pics. There were documentation.
Delete that folder, Kevin.
Magical Girl is not known for being family friendly.
Nope. Well, I don't know.
Actually, very known for being family friendly, yeah. Depending on what your family is, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. That's why we have Ethan here to talk to us about magical girls.
Yeah, because we don't know that much about them.
So what we're going to do is we're going to try to create a world with magical girls based off of the prompts from Ethan.
Yes, what I can give you.
What you can give us about magical girls.
Right. So I think the first thing we have to do is, Ethan, what is a magical girl?
What constitutes a girl of magic?
So, they're basically a type of superhero.
Okay.
They're someone who is empowered to fight evil.
All right.
Typically, a really common trope is that they have some sort of relationship to the emotion of love.
Okay.
Okay.
So, love is powerful.
Well, yes. No. They have a relationship to love.
Specifically. Oh.
They could hate love.
Well, no. More specifically, that it's either... There's someone who has a lot of love themselves,
yeah.
Or causes other people to feel a lot of love.
So porn stars.
That's more of lust, but I guess.
You're right, I guess.
Yeah. Nice try, Kevin.
I made that on the second one. I don't think they feel a lot of love themselves.
Mm.
Definitely get people horny.
Get them horns.
Get them horns. Ugh, I don't like this, that kind of magical girl. Let's go away from that magical girl.
What, you don't like succubus?
Technically correct.
Yeah.
A succubus is a magical girl. That's uncomfortable, because most magical girls are like 12.
Hey, succubus gotta grow up too.
I think usually what I see, like, the feeling of love is more of, like, connection and less of penetration.
Yeah. So we're also talking about more than just romantic love, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Usually it's love for like, oh, I love my friends, or oh, I love my parents, or
man,
I love
this cheese.
Or
wait, yeah. You said dog, so it can be for like other things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love my school.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a magical girl who just makes everybody really cool with dogs.
Oh no, I'm deathly allergic to dogs. Now you're cool.
I'm still allergic, but I love them.
Death. Okay, so my second question, Ethan, is I know in the title it says magical girl, but are there instances where there are magical girls that are not girls?
Do we have a tuxedo mask situation, is, I guess, a mask? Like, what is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's less of a magical girl than just a guy in a tuxedo that shows up.
But he has supernatural accuracy with roses, Ethan.
Like, I thought he has magical powers or something.
To be honest, I haven't watched Sailor Moon. But from what I understand, he's basically just a dude who dresses up and shows up.
I mean, he's in a tuxedo. He's magical. Therefore, I do really love that. Literally, that is the least creative name for that character.
He's Tuxedo wears a mask.
Tuxedo has a mask. It's Tuxedo Mask!
Yeah.
And he's never like, no, actually, there's this cooler name that I have. He's like, yes, that's me.
I am Tuxedo Mask.
Fear my rose accuracy.
He is very accurate.
That's what happens in Prince Finishing School. Moon Prince Finishing School.
Moon Prince.
Moon Prince Finishing School.
I get it.
Yeah.
You have one entire class where you just throw roses.
Yeah, they're not even pointy, but they have to be able to penetrate cement.
Oh my god, you could remove someone's brain with one of those. That's a violent move.
It is.
And all the thorns in it?
Yeah, that's going to cause some serious splinter damage.
He might be the most damaging person. One of them blows bubbles, for god's sakes.
That's true. Mm. They're explosive bubbles.
Are they explosive or are they just bubbles?
I don't know. We're not getting into that.
We're not getting into specifics of Sailor Moon.
So are there magical non-girls?
But like, it really depends on the series, but like, typically your only prerequisite is being like someone who has a lot of love or causes a lot of love.
Okay.
Do turn into a teenage girl though.
No matter what.
Okay, when you go through the transformation sequence, you become a girl.
Could you be a grown 30-year-old man who causes a lot of love or feels a lot of love, and then you transform into a teenage girl?
Yes. Specifically, okay. Like, it tends to overcorrect with stuff like that.
What?
Like, whenever a magical girl transforms, there's usually, okay, they get the costume.
It's a sequence, yes.
Yeah. Also, they usually have, like, some minor physical change to themselves. Like, oh, I'm, like, a couple inches taller, or my hair changes color.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I'm older now, or younger now.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're something really off base from the stereotypical societal ideals of beauty for teenage girls, then it, like...
It
overshoots.
It overcompensates.
Yes.
So if you are a 30-year-old man,
okay, if Kevin turns into a magical girl, he has giant plate-like eyes, is incredibly small.
The sharpest chin you have ever seen.
And sparkles everywhere he goes.
Also, like, lots of hair, like, typically, like, all the way to the ground.
Like Rapunzel style.
Yeah.
My main fighting weapon.
Probably neon pink, too, just cause.
I like the concept that whatever power, whatever entity is making this happen is like, we gotta put a lot into this one, all right? Just... make it overflow.
Too far.
We can't pull it back. We'll try again next time.
There's no down dimmer.
Once you have a magical girl form, like, that's what you look like when you turn into a magical girl.
That's what I mean. Like, every single time they try, you're like, oh, we did it again. Every single time this guy transforms, we always overcharge him. It's never good. Look at that hair. The hair's going straight up.
Yeah.
It's going straight for a mile.
That is Super Saiyan.
Got a mile of an updo.
Okay, here's my second question. Are there magical girl animals? Is there, like, a talking dog that turns into a magical girl?
Damn, I want to see a bear put on, like, a tutu. It'd be great.
Well, remember, it would overcompensate.
Oh, no! But it still has to be a bear, right?
Nope.
No?
I mean, it might still have, like, a cute bear nose.
Yeah, it might have a bear theme to, like, the outfit.
Yeah.
Man, that girl really likes bears.
Maybe she's wearing Uggs?
That's the only thing. Other than that, it looks like a... Well, quote-unquote, normal girl, except for with Uggs.
Okay, no, I'm going to design this magical girl right now. First thing is she has furry Uggs.
Okay.
Right? Then she has, like, knee-high socks, but there's fur trim at the top of those, too.
Clearly, yes.
Her colors are clearly either black and white for a panda bear.
You want to be a panda fur.
Or they're brown for grizzly.
Like, this panda would make sense.
First. Yeah. Panda would make sense. I like panda because then there's two shades to work with here.
Yeah.
Okay. Wearing a skirt that has a belt that comes out in a tail, but it's like a puffy little bear tail.
So wait, the belt's on backwards, so the tail's in the back?
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have to put the belt on. Yeah,
it just happens in the transformation.
Yeah. And Jeremy, let's be clear. She has two belts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two belts.
She has two belts.
Yeah.
This is anime.
This is a crop top situation.
All right.
But on the shirt, instead of having like a cute little sailor getup, it's just a t-shirt that has a panda face on it.
And then she gets panda ears.
No. One of those panda hoodie tubes.
Yeah, with the tassels
that come down.
Yeah, definitely.
Done.
Magical.
Oh, and her eyes are black and white.
Also, her eyes reflect the fears of the those who are evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like a good magical girl.
If we had fan art, that would be magical.
Now we should turn to our expert. Could animals be magical girls? If they really, which let's be fair, if this animal is going to promote love in other people, it's going to be a panda bear.
It is going to.
It will not promote love in itself because panda bears don't want to fuck. Panda bears feel nothing.
Yeah.
They're basically dead inside.
They just want bamboo.
But other people love panda bears. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen an animal magical girl.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes. You have now. Jeremy explained that so well.
That doesn't mean I haven't seen animal-themed magical girls.
Okay.
And another common theme of magical girls is that they have a transformation trinket.
Okay.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
So, like, usually some heavily merchandisable, like, key fob or something.
I like how in the world we are creating, it also has to be heavily merchandisable.
Oh, yeah, it has to totally look like you could mass produce this and turn a profit
on it. So this magical girl I've just described is not a panda bear in real life, but in fact just carries around a stuffed panda bear.
I'm thinking that a bear just got a hold of one of the magical transformation devices.
It's just a panda bear who found a keychain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so we have a panda bear who found a keychain.
Yeah.
We have a 30-year-old man who becomes a teenage girl.
Yeah. Well, with these stipulations, I think we can start. What is this world like?
Well, it's gives more power to people who promote
who are either love. Full of love.
Yeah, or promote love. And those are usually combined. Like, usually I imagine if someone is full of love, they promote love. Yeah. And I imagine if someone promotes love, they're usually full of love. Not all the time, as in the panda bear.
Yeah.
Who promotes love, but is not full of love.
Not full of love. Here's the thing that I love about this concept. Think about the people you know that are just always in a mess of a relationship.
Yeah.
100% of the time. They're full of love. They see somebody and they fall in love with them.
Yeah.
Love at first sight. It happens to them all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Those are some of the people who get magical girl powers.
I think this is the quintessential magical girl is someone who's just like, I love everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I am attracted to you, therefore I love you.
You also get the dark side of that, too. Like, you get, like, creepy stalkers.
Yeah.
And, like, the crazy cat lady.
Well, I mean,
they're full of love for themselves, for that person.
I mean, that's the 30-year-old man who becomes a teenage girl. It's like, I don't need to stalk people anymore. I'm hot.
I'll just stay in this farm forever.
Awesome. I love how this power has no, like, real boundaries. Like, but you said that they have to fight evil, or they have overwhelming desire to fight evil.
They have to
typically
promote
but
love.
Does this world have evil for them to fight?
I mean, or is it just the normal type of evil?
It has the normal type of evil.
Okay.
We there's not necessarily evil in the world, but that doesn't mean they're not motivated to fight evil.
That's true.
Like, essentially what you're going to have is you're going to have, like the actual moments of pure absolute evil in the world, I think, are not that common. But when there is, every single magical girl, every single possibility person who has love in their heart or promotes love will descend upon that evil person and I assume obliterate them from existence.
They gotta show them the way of love.
You can't show someone the way of love when there are a million people versus one person without blowing them out of reality, I think.
like
you'll fill them with so much love that their head will pop.
There'll probably be, like, a couple of people who are like, oh, yeah, we should convert all these people to love and goodness. Yeah. And a couple of people who are like, no, let's just exterminate them with the power of love.
Yeah, people will do it.
And then those people lose their magical girl powers, because that's not a pure thought.
Well,
here's the
purity didn't really factor into that.
Ethan, I have a question. Do magical girls lose their powers if they stop being what made them magical girls? Or is it just like, no, I got this trinket, I'm a magical girl forever?
I feel like part of the conceit is that it's one of those, like, self-fulfilling, if I may, from the few things I know, it's one of those self-fulfilling things that if you have the capacity to get the power, you'll never lose the power because you have the capacity to get the power.
Yeah, but in anime, there's a trope of an arc where the character has problems with their power. I don't know if that's part of the magical girl, but it's certainly part of manga and anime.
Yeah. Like, when you see it in Magical Girls, more often than not, it's like, oh, I have this ridiculous power, and it's getting in the way of me having, like, a regular life, or I have to hide it.
Yeah.
It's more like superhero antics than it is, just sort of trailed off with my train of thought.
That's okay. It's less that, oh, my mojo's not working, and more like, oh, I have to go to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have to go to my job as an accountant.
Here's the thing, though. In this world, where magical girls are so common, nobody would ever have to hide it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. We could say that's an option, is that no one has to hide it. We could also say that if you have a force that is, like, that big, there may be people who want to exterminate it.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can exterminate it. If it's a natural occurring phenomenon, even if you exterminate every currently living magical girl, which is a pretty evil thing to do, more will be born.
Jeremy, there's a lot of naturally occurring phenomenon that people try to exterminate.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wouldn't work.
No, it would not work, but yeah. People doesn't stop people from trying to do it.
That's true.
Like,
so maybe it depends on where you are. Maybe it's like, hey, we're here in Canada. Yeah, it's fine if you want to be an openly magical girl.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe if you're like off on some like, you know, backwards island somewhere.
If you're in Iceland?
If you're maybe Iceland.
Do you want to throw Iceland under that bridge?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Iceland. Let's say Iceland is Iceland is super magical girl phobic. We're saying that right here.
Anti-magical
right
girl.
Right now, Iceland hates magical girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you bring up, like, supremacy issues, there's to be a magical girl, like, master race thing going on.
I mean, I assume that magical girls would have several countries or continents that they had taken over.
Yes.
In which the laws are you must all love each other.
Yeah, it's like a Care Bear land.
Yeah. With, you know, except if you don't love everybody, if you are a curmudgeon, they will kill you.
Or they will scatter your dust among the stars.
Yeah. Well, actually, they'll grind your bones to make more magical girl trinkets.
All the trinkets, I mean, all... Back in like the ancient times, all the trinkets would be made from bones.
It's true.
It'd be horrifying. Bones and ears and flesh.
Like, typically, they're like something that comes when you get the power. They just sort of appear.
Oh, a trinket just appears.
Yeah. So there are keychains in the Stone Age.
Yeah, yeah. But they usually relate to
why is there a chain on this?
What use is this for? Oh, then they become a magical girl. Now, I want to imagine that it's not a period-specific magical girl. They become a magical girl in 2005. So, you know.
Yeah. No, if you're an Elizabethan.
Yeah.
No, you don't turn into like a corset with 17 layers of dress. Well, no, you turn into a sailor.
Oh,
caveat on that. Like the poofiness of magical girl dresses varies wildly.
Okay.
So you can get like anywhere between mini skirt to like full on ball gown.
Okay.
Ooh.
You don't get to pick, mind you. You just get it.
So if you're lucky in the Victorian era, you get, like, the poofy ball gown.
Yeah.
If you're not lucky, you get, like, hot pants, essentially.
Yeah.
And then everyone says you're a harlot.
You get hot pants, or you get a unitard.
And everyone's like, what? What? This is not a clothing that we have known before.
Speaking of unitards, you know what unitards don't make sense to me? The ones that are way too thin.
What?
Like, those ones that show off the hip-like joint?
Oh, yeah, that's...
I'm like, I don't understand why these exist. Who designed this? And furthermore, who bought into it?
Are those real?
Yeah.
That's really... Well, no,
Kevin,
I mean...
Kevin, after this podcast is done, I want you to go on the internet and look up the Call on Me music video.
I already have a file full of magical girls. I don't need another file folder full of unitard hip bones.
I'm just saying, they're around, they exist.
Someday the Canadian Secret Service is going to come down, they're going to be like, what is this weird display you have for me?
I spent years doing research.
I know everything about magical girls.
Okay, so you're going to have to come with us.
No, moon powers activate! Then I fall off a roof.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How do you get on the roof?
I don't know.
Magic.
I have magic that only brings me up.
Yeah.
Not down.
which we can segue into. Magical girl powers.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Like, each magical girl tends to, like, have three different elements that are sort of balanced off.
Okay.
So they have, like, roughly equal powers, but it might be, oh, this element's better than that element, depending on the girl.
Hit me with the first element, Ethan.
So, like, physical superiority to normal humans.
Yes. Okay.
Like,
so in case of Panda Girl,
yeah,
she's super strong.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
The strength of a panda bear.
Just, oh, man, but is she ripped?
No, she no, just has the strength of a panda bear.
Is, yeah, okay. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's magic.
Yeah.
It's like if they were... Sorry, who's the panda? I have the image of Red Panda also. She doesn't have
strength.
Oh,
man, Red Pandas are so cute.
They are so cute. She'll be tiny.
Yeah.
All right, so one is just pure, raw, physical, overpowering strength.
Well, not just strength. It's like, oh, I can jump like 30 stories from standing.
So, or, yeah, physical
like,
attributes.
I can be shot by a gun and it won't hurt me.
Think Superman, but without flying.
I don't know why
vision.
I never considered that in when you're watching like a magical girl anime, because I always think of the magical girl side. I don't think of someone just like drawing a revolver and popping a few shots into them.
Pow, pow, pow.
I mean, they get punched through walls all the damn
but
time.
But for some reason, that's not as like aggressive to me as someone just being like, oh shit, it's a magical girl.
Well, it's because it's drawn in a cartoonish way, right?
Yeah.
So our minds are immediately like, oh, cartoon physics.
Yeah.
Guns are dangerous. Walls, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's another element?
The next element is that they have, like, some sort of tool or weapon that also manifests.
Okay, so, like,
does
Sailor Moon's tiara.
Does a car capture a staff? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, wand, staffs, but, like, also weapons.
Like a gun.
Potentially, yeah. Again, you don't get to choose what you get.
Just like a golden desert eagle.
Okay, so clearly...
I've seen one that's just basically two giant metal, like, those Hulk hands.
I was actually going to say, for the panda magical girl, she clearly has nunchaku. And they have a little fuzzy panda heads on the end of them.
Yeah, you know.
And they're black and white.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So she's got herself some nunchucks.
Yeah.
Does she have... Now, is she one of the one nunchucks, or does she have two nunchucks?
It's actually one nunchuck, but it can be split into two nunchucks.
That's dumb, and I love it. All right, what's the third element?
The third element is that they have, like, some sort of magical power.
Okay.
Like, it's very specifically themed, and you only get one. Like, you might have a couple of things you can do with it. Like, if you have electricity powers, you might be able to shoot... lightning bolt, or slightly different lightning bolt.
Okay.
Or create an electromagnet if you have some metal around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not it's getting more common nowadays to see them where their power is just, oh yeah, I can punch really hard, and my magical power is, like, I'm far physically superior than I would be otherwise.
Yeah. It's not like the, well, I mean, I already mentioned in Sailor Moon, the bubble girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who can shoot bubbles?
Magic bubbles.
Magic bubbles.
Bubbles of goodness and hope, Kevin.
Ooh, a bubble! And then their head blows up or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just combining magical girls with, like, real-world terrible violence.
Yeah.
And it's not great. It's not great.
In this world we're creating, that's totally an issue, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you punch someone who's not a magical girl and you have the super strength.
Yeah,
you're
just punch
an arm.
A normal teenage girl who's dressed cutely?
They die!
I thought you were a magical girl. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I thought you were like, magical.
Like,
you had pink hair!
Between each magical girl, all of these things can vary wildly, right?
Yeah.
If you have really powerful magical abilities and a cool weapon, then you're basically made of paper.
Yeah. So,
by the way, Panda Girl, his magical power is she can make herself heavier or lighter.
I can see that.
But
Means she butt slams her enemies. I'm just saying.
That's literally a thing I've seen before.
Yeah, she sits on him.
Yeah.
I think with Panda Girl, I think her physical is so high.
Yeah.
Which is why her magic power is essentially just heavier, lighter.
Yeah.
Which I think in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like versus someone who can, you know, shoot lightning at your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can make herself heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is just a pair of nunchucks that can become
two nunchucks.
But keep in mind, she is a bear. She doesn't know how to use the nunchucks.
Right.
Does she even, still... like, hold them?
Wait, do we not... Wait, she doesn't get human intelligence when she's a human?
No,
she's just a bear in a...
No, because the mind stays the same.
She's just a bear in a cute girl's body.
Yeah.
And there's some nunchucks nearby.
She doesn't even know how to walk.
Yeah,
out,
and
right?
The girl's sitting there with like a bunch of bamboo between her legs. And she's eating it.
Well, trying to eat it.
Trying to eat
Have
it.
You tried to eat bamboo?
No, I haven't. It's poisonous.
Yes.
She'll be fine because she's still a bear.
Yeah.
Is she? Because it's a trans, like it's a full body transformation in a significant way.
I think it might make her sick.
And then she turns back into
but
a bear.
She turned to a bear, back into a bear, and then she's fine.
So she's just in a never-ending cycle where she turns into a cute girl.
I mean,
eats
only,
a bamboo,
only
gets sick,
if it
turns
continues
a bear.
Using the trinket.
Yeah.
Which is somehow attached to it.
Yeah.
Like, if it goes to sleep and, like, a zookeeper or animal control person...
I didn't even think of it being in a zoo! All right, let's all go to the zoo. Why is that girl in there?
Oh, it's a panda.
It's a panda.
It got a
That's
trinket.
A girl. No, it's a panda.
It's a panda. See the motif? Panda.
She'll transform. She's a magical girl. She'll transform back.
No, don't eat that. Don't eat that bamboo, little girl.
No. She'll just get sick for a little bit. She'll turn back into a panda bear. It'll be fine.
When she passes
Welcome
out,
to
we'll
the New York Zoo. My name is Gerald.
Kids love this exhibit.
Welcome to a magical girl animal exhibit. Over here, we have a panda bear. Over there, that's a grizzly bear. It's all bear themed. Want to go over there? That's a lizard girl. It's weird. Doesn't stand up. So it lays on her belly, squirrels it around.
The elephant magical girl would be very teeny.
Yeah, it's true.
She's like an 8-year-old. Look how crazy that is. But look at her lift that rock. Crazy.
Look how high her voice is.
It's hilarious.
She doesn't know how to stand.
Come to the New York Magical Girl Zoo.
All the animals are just writhing around on the ground because they don't know how to move.
They're also tiny girls.
I feel like monkey magical girls would be able to move around.
They'd be fine.
But they would try and like jump for a tree and miss.
Yeah.
They're also not used to their proportionate strength.
They also don't have prehensile tails.
Like, they'd still be really awkward because, like, their limbs wouldn't be the right shape that they're used to.
And they try to tear off your face and it would probably
They might be able to.
They might be able to. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to contain the magical girl animals because they have magical abilities.
Also, like, when they transform, they would just poof weapons into existence just lying around the enclosure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I might be implying this from what you've said so far, Ethan, but it seems to me like magical girls cause a lot of destruction when they fight.
Typically, yeah. You could have, like, the magical girl whose thing is, oh, yeah, I have mind control powers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like...
So this is basically a hero situation where you can have really powerful magical girls, but really the most dangerous one is the one that can control other magical girls.
Probably, yeah. Some other ridiculous power like that.
Unless if they have, you know, some sort of, what do you call it, limit to it. Like, they can only control one magical girl. Or they...
Well, it depends how early in their story they are.
Yeah. Yes.
Are they still learning, or have they mastered their power?
It also would, like, scale with how much love they have.
Yeah.
Because, like...
And if you can control other magical girls who are full of love to give you their love...
I mean, yeah, I guess if your power is... To control people's minds,
yeah.
And you cause them to feel love.
I mean, by pure outright logic, you are spreading love.
Yep.
But is it?
I love
fictional
this evil
love?
Magical girl.
It's also like weird and very like philosophical. Like, if you're forcing someone to feel love, is that still love?
I feel like in the case of magical girl mechanics, it counts.
Like, it probably counts less, because usually, like, the love you feel is, like, weighted heavier, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's weights of love.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, narcissistic love is still love, but it's probably, like, I imagine if you have narcissistic love for yourself, you probably can become a magical girl, but you ain't that much powerful. You're essentially, you become a teenage girl.
Yeah.
You have all the strengths and powers of a teenage girl.
Yeah. You will have, like, some magical ability, but it'll probably be a shitty one.
Yeah.
Like... Blind manipulation. And by that I mean like window blinds.
You can manipulate the blind. A power which to an extent we all have. Hey, let's go to commercial. Let's end on that note.
Okay. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Silence.
So what other stuff about magical girls do we need to talk about?
I don't know, Ethan.
Well,
so we've done Becoming a Magical Girl.
Becoming a Magical
we've
Girl.
We've done the powers of Magical
Girl. We've kind
girl.
Of done magic. Becoming a Magical we want, Girl.
Is there more for Becoming a Magical Girl?
Tell me more, Ethan.
Okay.
One of the things that appears in almost every Magical Girl piece of fiction that I've ever seen is the cute mascot character.
Like, okay.
It's some tiny, fuzzy animal thing. More often than not, it's just a generic fuzzy thing that may or may not be one or more animals mashed together.
Okay.
That can
I'm listening.
That can float.
Okay.
Okay.
And also speak, like, perfectly fluent whatever language.
All right.
And is responsible for finding magical girls that have, well, people who have a potential to become magical girls by having a lot of love and giving them that power. Like,
so it's like a sentient trinket?
Well, no, it's...
No, it's just, it's a magical being.
It's a magical being around that gives people trinkets.
And gives
okay.
magical girls.
So it's a magical girl fairy.
Kinda, yeah, but more typically like floating magical girl bunny.
Okay.
Right, so it does... And it's not one per magical girl, is it?
No, no, like...
There's more than
I
one.
I mean, in the stories, they stick around with that magical girl usually.
Yeah, but like, they end up... Usually they end up making, like, magical girl cells.
Okay. So like, essentially there's a bunch of floating around creatures.
Yes.
That's entire jobs is to create magical girl cells. I like cells because it makes it sound like they're terrorists.
Yep. Okay. So that means that there's a ruling body for those magical beings. That's the Illuminati in this world.
You think that's what it is? You think it's not just like there's this other race?
Maybe it's artificial intelligence, in which case it's Skynet.
Well, I don't think there has to be a ruling body. I think it can just
be... Are you telling
me
that there's not Skynet in this world, Kevin?
No, because Skynet is in love.
You're right.
Skynet
magical girl.
I don't imagine a ruling body. I just... I don't imagine... I'm going to keep it going. I don't imagine that there's a ruling body, because whenever I see these things, they're just sort of like they've started doing stuff for some reason. To battle evil.
Yeah, yeah. They're motivated by, okay, I'm this shitty, useless, floating animal, and I want to do good in this world, or like am compelled to by some magical force.
Yeah.
So all I can really do is give immense magical power to just random people.
So I like the idea that there are these things floating around. They have no, like, governing body. We are essentially just puppets in their desires.
Or...
To quote-unquote, battle evil, whatever yeah. that means.
Although like, they do tend to stay with the group that they create.
So I mean, yes. yeah, yeah. They, yeah. Like,
they tend to be mentor figures.
Each
that
of them are creating a cell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I like the idea of
do battle at the end time during Ragnarok when all the magical girls have to fight each other.
Yeah, I like the idea of this scenario of someone seeing one of these creatures floating along
yeah.
and being like, "Oh my god, it doesn't have a cell yet," and running over to it and be like, "Look at me, I love everybody."
So, like,
and the magical being like, no.
We shall figure this out. And then they touch your head. And if you're full of, you're a magic girl. But if not...
You turn to dust.
You're incinerated on, yeah. the, on the spot.
I think you're putting way too much power in the hands of these creatures. They are useless.
Well, no. But, yeah. No. Useless in the idea that they can't do anything.
People always want power. But no, and they can give it. Yeah, so, therefore, they become important.
Yeah, if they can give power to people,
yeah.
they all of a sudden become incredibly powerful.
But you forget one important thing about human nature and about these things being incapable of defending themselves.
Yeah.
They're totally being captured.
Oh.
And enslaved.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you capture them because yeah. they have no way of protecting themselves.
Yeah.
So if they don't have a cell and you are, you know...
Which is why they're looking for a magical girl host.
Yeah. They're a parasite.
They are parasites.
They are parasites.
I mean,
it's
a symbiosis.
Yeah, it's symbiosis. Yeah. Oh my god! They are just mindless creatures.
Yeah.
They're just a symbiotic... Parasite.
Yeah. No, they're totally sentient.
No, that's what I mean. No, I mean, they're sentient, but that doesn't mean they're not slaves to a certain will. Like,
it's
the idea that, you know, you have bugs that their entire job is to, like, take control of an ant, bring that ant into a place, and, like, you know, do that. However, usually they're killing the ant. This one's not that. It's like, they are animals that are like, hey, I need to protect myself. I have no ability to protect myself. What I do have the ability to do is to grant other people immense, incredible power if they're full of love or promote love in other people.
Yeah.
So what I will do is I will create essentially a guard harem around me.
Yeah.
To keep me safe. Like, it's really a self-preservation for them, because if not, they're going to be captured. They're going to be captured. Maybe yeah. they taste delicious.
Maybe.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, you could just torture one until it gives you magical powers. And you might not have very good magical powers, because you're not full, you of love. Love.
Not full of love.
Instead of that one, it says,
hey man, what's your power? I never run out of boogers. Ever.
I can make people's glasses foggy.
How terrible.
My earwax is purple.
I can untie my own shoelaces.
How'd you get these powers? I tortured a floating bunny. You did what? I tortured a floating bunny.
Also, keep in mind that they, when they transform, is it overcompensating for those people, or is it just a shitty transformation?
No, it would still overcompensate.
So they are super hot.
Well, super cute.
Well,
super,
right, yeah, like, you're,
sorry, cute. They are super cute.
They're super cute.
Like, you're assuming, like, a teenage girl couldn't just torture an animal.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. Yeah. Wouldn't overcompensate there.
I feel like the teenage girl that would torture an animal is probably not super close to the magical girl archetype. That's like, why I'm talking about the compensation. Like, does character come into effect?
Well, no,
like,
just appearance.
He specifically said appearance. Okay. He specifically said it's how you look from this, I guess, cosmic standard.
Yeah.
Like, there can be some variation in it.
Yeah.
Like, if you can pull off a look really well, then it's, like, not... it doesn't overcompensate as much. But you have to still be, like, the typical feminine...
Yeah, no, it's super hyper-feminine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, it's not going to change you and you're going to get, like, a sweet trench coat.
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan, I have a question for you. Are there any really old people who become magical girls?
In my knowledge, I don't know of any people who are, like, old people who get magical girl powers.
Okay,
I know of a couple who are people who got magical girl powers and then got old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they still transform into the same thing?
Yes.
They revert back to...
Yes.
Their original transformation. Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, I imagine that was the case. That like
if, once you get a transformation, you're stuck with it.
Like,
and the same is true for what powers you have, what weapon you get... Like, how physically you
and
are?
It's based on... The motif is usually from whatever sort of trinket or animal creature that gave you the powers. So if you got, like...
Like, you might get a trinket that is a distinct theme, or an animal that has a distinct theme.
Yeah.
Or you might have one that's generic, and you just happen to end up in the lottery of magical girlness getting a theme out of it.
All right, and no two magical girls in the same cell have the same theme.
It might be like a wider theme around something, like, oh, they all have like
solar system powers.
Yeah, or being like animals of a specific.
They're all pandas.
They would be all Chinese bears.
These are all bears. They're all bears.
Yeah.
So you got the Chinese. You got a red panda.
That's not a bear.
It is now. I mean, that's the one that joins later that you're like, that's not really a bear. Okay, sure, whatever.
Okay, sure, yeah.
It would be the one where they find, like, the other cell that's got, like, the koala and the red panda.
Yeah. Marsupial.
The marsupial. Also.
Also the kangaroos.
Also a kangaroo. And, you know,
and a platypus.
The platypus magical girl.
Yeah, she's got a stinger and a pouch and a beak.
Also because she's a magical, so which means it expands upon it. She also has, like, wings and can breathe
fire. No, she has wings. She just can't fly.
No, I never said she could fly. Yeah. I just said wings.
Okay, good. They're short and stubby.
Yeah, she has wings and she can breathe, like, a fire-like thing. Some sort of plasma.
Okay, so I'm going to do a callback to our Power Rangers episode.
Yeah.
Clearly... These cells keep growing and growing in power until they start competing with each other for power. Because there are different types of loves. Probably different cells are promoting different types of love, because usually a story is about one specific type of love.
I mean, that is true. It's not even about being different types of love. It's about being different understandings of what is evil.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a super, super, like, ultra conservative
cell.
Yeah.
Like, to some people, yeah, like
the conflict is still very much
yeah.
present in this world.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because it's what is evil. It's what is love. It's yeah. what is those things.
It's almost
things.
Like those things aren't moral constants.
I like the idea of a hyper-conservative Christian magical girl cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except they better hope that they get the right transformation for that group. They better hope they all get ball gowns.
It's all mini skirts and hot pants.
Mini skirts, hot pants, and leotards.
Yeah.
Like,
all at once.
I feel people's conceptions of, like, what's appropriate clothing
yeah.
significantly changes.
Yeah, probably.
And, yeah. like, what's considered practical and dangerous looking also considerably changes.
Yeah, you're right. Miniskirts are terrifying.
Yeah, you wear one of those, you best be ready to fight.
You better not catcall that anyone in a miniskirt.
Or ball gowns.
Yeah, or ball gowns.
Or really anything in between.
Anything that is super feminine all of a sudden is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, if you're wearing a skirt, a dress, like, ball gown, miniskirt, anything that is seen as, like, in our world as feminine
yeah.
is... all of a sudden, like, that's the garb of warriors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Little frilly dresses and vibrantly colored massive hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Pink and
green.
Red and green and purple.
And
those
blue.
Those are the colors of death.
Purple and orange and green.
you see someone coming like that, you're like, oh God, I hope I'm not evil to them.
Yeah.
Pink, the color of flesh, the color of blood.
They have their little floating, like, I don't know, I'm going to say it's the head of a salmon.
But it's fuzzy.
But it's fuzzy. And it's flowing beside me. It's like, that person's evil. Destroy them. Scatter their ashes to the wind.
I mean, I don't know if this is true in a lot of them, but I have seen a couple magical girl stories where they have, like, a radar or a detector to help them find what to fight.
Isn't that yeah. usually, like, kind of the job of the... like, fuzzy animal companions, the one thing they can do is they can detect where the evil is.
Well, yeah, that and give life advice.
You better hope you don't get the like, creature that is actually just a 70-year-old woman who smokes 5 packs a day.
Hey!
You're so skinny!
Hey, Barbara! Hey, Barbara, why don't you eat some more, Barbara?
Eat all day.
I'm going to make you some pasta, Barbara.
There's a cute boy there. Go say hi.
My teen little arms can't work this spoon. I can't stir the pasta.
What is she? Like, what kind of creature is she?
I'm going to say Greyfield Mouse.
Except, like, floating.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, always floating. Always floating, even.
And, like, ridiculously teeny limbs. They're always ridiculously
yeah,
small.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbara, like they could stir not... the pasta before it burns, Barbara.
Why did you choose me, Esma?
Could you make some more? No, I only wanted one, Barbara. You're alone in this world, Barbara, except for me, Barbara.
Forever, Barbara.
Forever, Barbara.
I mean, that cell would be wiped out pretty quick, I feel like.
Well, I mean, if they come up to another cell, I cannot. I mean, maybe I don't want to imagine a magical girl cell floating across the world like a Mad Max army.
I mean, that's what would happen. The thing is, this is heading towards a magical girl Ragnarok. You made that joke earlier on, but that is what it's heading towards.
Yeah, until there's only one kind of love.
Yeah.
Well.
For the greater good, Ethan.
For the greater good. I mean, the shows are in luck because usually their magical sales are small and they are morally, like,
well,
the thing is,
it's not a widespread phenomenon in those stories.
Yeah.
The thing that changes it the most is that there are different sales that are competing in one way or another.
But when you put it into the real world with, like...
people that love Jackass and think they just love watching people get kicked in the balls...
It's just a whole bunch of, like...
Someone who thinks laughter is love and it's just like, I'm just going to do lots of violent stuff because that's good shtick.
Yeah, like...
Oh, no.
It would be very subjective about, like, how much love you actually have.
Yeah.
Which is why it comes down to the creatures that grant out these powers, grant out these trinkets. Is that really they're choosing people who in their mind,
have the most love.
Have the most love.
Yeah.
Which means our moral...
Well, like, normally that's one of their things, is that they can tell, like, oh, this person has the potential to be very strong or not.
Yeah.
So, like, that doesn't...
And it's always what you want, but they want to be part of the guard group.
Yeah, yeah. To specifically empower the people who are going to make the best magical
guilds.
Here
we see the magical creature in its natural habitat. Ah, it's found its prey. Look, there is an old person feeding pigeons. So much love there.
Oh no, the pigeon stole the trinket!
Now we have a pigeon magical girl. I mean, you have one of the... You have to have one of those floating around animal companions at the New York Magical Girl Zoo.
Well, I have a question. When a magical girl passes, because it doesn't change, like, lifespan...
No, they're still aging, so I imagine they still die.
Does the trinket disappear?
I don't know if that's ever portrayed in the animes. I have to imagine it does. Because it seems like it's made for them.
Yeah, like, we've had fun with the whole animals stealing trinkets thing, but typically it's like only you can use your trinket.
Well, Jeremy said animals steal trinkets. I said that there's just one weird companion who's giving animals trinkets. And that's at the Animal Magical Girl Zoo, run by Gerald.
Hmm.
Run by Gerald and his floating animal companion, Steve.
Hey, Steve, you got yourself an octopus making a magical girl.
Magical girl.
He keeps trying to get back in the water.
No,
it can't breathe down there.
Magical octopus, you can't do that. See on the land.
Plop, turns back into an octopus.
Ah.
Then it's full of love and turns to a magical girl and starts drowning again. Horrifying.
Oh, what a terrifying cycle we have made here at the New York Magical Girl Zoo. Come down and see it.
I mean,
$50.
I feel like that's that's most of the exhibits are this horrible cycle.
$50.
Like, you make a lion magical girl and it tries to eat raw meat and just gets super sick and then turns back into a lion.
I think a lot of it would be, like, these animals are just so shitty at using these human bodies and trying to do animals.
And occasionally they have weapons and magical powers.
I think this zoo would not last very long because another cell would find it and be like, this is fucking evil.
Yeah, but you know what they have to contend with, Jeremy? A zoo full of magical girls.
Who are very bad at moving and fighting because they don't know how to use their bodies or powers.
Look, they
and not only that, they don't know they're protecting that thing.
Well, they might, but like animals can have some intelligence, but like they're not going to be good at tactics.
They don't have to be good at tactics. They're animals.
If the magical creature dies, do all the trinkets disappear?
I don't think they disappear.
Okay.
I think that's something that, like, the little floating magical companion that's created the trinket, like...
He made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It exists.
It is now a constant in the world.
Well, not necessarily. They could, like, dismiss the existence of...
So it could take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not if it's dead.
Yeah, no, if it's dead, it can't take it back.
So if it's dead, basically that cell cannot grow anymore, and also does not get any more life advice.
Which is important. Does the world need therapists? Because you just got all these animal companions floating around.
I mean, feel like the lessons they teach in those stories are not necessarily real world lessons.
Like,
they can be.
More often than not, they are.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have this normal life problem, and I also happen to have this magical companion that gives me superpowers.
Oh, man, I really like this bull in my class. I don't know how to talk to him. I also have to defeat this eldritch creature from beyond reality that's going to tear apart the world. What do I do, Jenkins?
Tell him about it. Tell him everything you feel.
Thanks, my musical animal companion, Jenkins. Also,
man,
you know,
I don't know. I still have feelings for this girl, but she cheated on me. What do I do? It's too late to apologize.
So Jenkins just sings songs.
I mean, I feel like that'd be a really popular sell.
They would all be musical themed.
Musical advice.
All musical themed. It'd be great. Yeah.
One of them has a tuba as their weapon.
And then like the ground shatters beneath them.
Yeah. Trombone magical girl.
I mean, that still does have high magical power.
Because
their weapons are that great. Their weapons are instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those aren't the best.
No, the one with the piano is just really strong and just beats people with a piano.
Just pulls out the keys. The keys are daggers.
Well, their magical ability is to summon pianos. So they summon pianos and then smash people with them.
Summon another piano that keeps they pull like a grand piano above someone and smash. I love that power. I don't know
that,
why.
I mean, that is Beethoven as a magical girl.
I love the
or like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah,
I love the concept of someone who has the magical ability to summon pianos, and you're like, that's fucking stupid. Then he comes in swinging Casios at you.
Piano.
And I mean, clearly these attacks have names, which are just the names of the pianos they are using to smash people.
Well,
I mean,
probably some musical terms like fortissimo.
Except for their final move, which is Last Symphony, where they just cover the landscape with grand pianos falling from a great height.
Yep.
Just a rain that never ends of strings and wood and keys and ivory.
Okay, so I want to do something fun here that is not directly related to our topic.
Yeah.
If we were each part of a magical girl cell, don't have to be in the same one, what would that cell's theme be? And I think the other two people get to choose it for the person whose cell it is in.
Okay, so...
So for me, Ethan and Kevin get to choose.
Okay, no, I like that. I think that's a fun way to finish it
so
up.
So who would like to go first?
To be chosen. Well, I guess a better question would be, does anybody have an idea for another person?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
All right, Ethan, do you have one?
Yes. I guess.
I figured it was because you can just pull a theme from something that you've seen that you think would be fun to see someone else have to deal with, and then either me and Jeremy will build onto it with you.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine you would have some theater power, Jeremy.
Fear?
Theater.
Oh, theater.
Theater. Also the power of fear.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'd have the two masks. What, the smile mask?
Okay,
the
so mask. Clearly I need at least one other person then.
Yeah, I mean...
So that one of us can have the comedy and one
of
us can
have the power is to create, like, a double for the other mask.
No,
oh, that's true.
No, his power is to create a Greek chorus.
Oh, man, that's horrifying.
So you can create a group of people who are... Which can be of... immense size,
yeah.
Or just small,
yeah,
and will like tell you the future, I guess.
Yeah,
do you mean
they will foreshadow, basically?
Yeah, they'll foreshadow.
Do you mean the group of people is physically like a very small person or a very large person,
no,
or just varying numbers of people?
Yeah,
a Greek chorus can be.
I mean, they're like if you look at a lot of classical Greek theater, it goes all the way from like Euripides. I think it's the Frogs. Where it is literally like 10 frogs that is the chorus. Or you can go to one of like the epics where it's the entire city of Athens is the chorus.
Yeah. I think with that, that means that like you probably if we have to rank the three elements from like worst to best.
Yeah.
I say worst is probably physical.
Yeah.
Second is probably weapon. But I'm going to say magic is probably your strongest one.
That's true. Because
you can foretell the future and you can create an army.
I have the power of foresight.
you have the power of foresight and an army.
That's true.
You can create a never ending, like you are your own cell. Because you can create a theater. Like, I think there's other people there. I think you have a theater troupe, effectively.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think your magical animal companion is like... I want to say it actually... Does it have to be an animal? Or can
like,
it be a thing?
It'll be an animal, but it can have, like, a definite theming to what it looks like.
I know that I have no say in this, but I feel like Raven is appropriate.
I'm thinking of a Raven with those comedy masks, like, on his... Or the comedy drama... Like, the
like
drama
shoulder pads.
Yeah, like shoulder pads. It's a Raven with shoulder pads.
Awesome.
It could also end up being just, like, the theater masks, but then they also have arms and legs sticking out.
That's
true.
God, it could be that. It could be that. I love that. Okay, so it's the two masks.
But fuzzy.
There's arms out of both of them, and then, like, legs, and they're kind of, like, maybe bones. I don't know.
Well, like, they're overlapped, so it's got, like, one arm
like
sticking out one
arms.
Side.
Oh, yeah, jester arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sort of just walks with a clicking sound. I don't know. It's something terrifying.
Okay, but what's my weapon?
Your weapon's a rapier.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a stage fighting sword.
Yeah, it's a stage fighting
sword. Except for it actually does have, like...
Yeah.
It's a stage fighting sword with a tip knocked off.
Yeah. With the ball falling off.
Yeah, the ball falling off.
Yeah.
Every single time you summon it, the ball falls off.
Yeah. Or, like, the ball could stay attached, and you just hit really, like...
Okay, last question for me. What's my trinket?
Your trinket is the key to the theater.
That's fair.
Or, like, a tiny script.
I feel like it's a lanyard.
It's a lanyard, and on the end is a key.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you can get into the theater.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Okay, I gotta have one for Ethan.
Okay.
We need to build it, because I kind of want Ethan's one to be based on the idea that he knows so much about anime.
Okay.
Could he be anime-themed?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so he's... All right. So, just the general ideas of anime.
Well, the thing is, and I think we have to ask Ethan on this.
Yeah.
Ethan, what is your favorite genre of manga?
That's not a question I can answer accurately.
Well, what do you think you read the most of? How about that?
Probably Battle Shonen, but that's only because that's, like, most of manga.
That's okay. Well, if that's most of manga and you have tons of manga knowledge, then that's what your specific theme is.
So I think
your cell is manga themed.
Yeah.
But your specific theme is Battle Shonen manga.
Which means that I think, if we're going to go into the elements very quickly, I think your top element is physical. I think you are physically strong.
Yeah.
I think you can take hits.
You can jump through buildings.
Yes.
Okay.
Not hit through them. You can just jump through them.
And then I think, then I'm going to say second is probably magic.
Yeah.
Like second most powerful magic.
No. Probably weapon.
We have a choice. It could either be that, that depends on the kind
of
fighter.
By the way, your weapon is an oversized quill, just so you know.
Because, well, it depends.
It probably left me an oversized, like, pen.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was great. You can't see it, audience. Ethan put out his hands and made something that's about, I don't know, like 12, maybe 20 inches long. No. This thing has to be, feet long.
Yeah, no, it's like the size of a bazooka.
Yeah. It's about 2 meters long.
Yeah.
And you wield it like a cudgel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but it does have a point, so you can stab people.
Okay, so strength first, weapon second, then magic third.
Yeah,
I think your magic is that you can draw something with a pen.
No, his magic is the power of friendship.
That's true, yeah. And
it's a shonen battle manga.
So he becomes stronger the more feelings of friendship.
The more Namaka he has.
Yes. Yeah, so the bigger the cell gets, the more powerful I become.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's like a self-repeating. That's why you have to be in charge of that cell, because you get stronger the more there is there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so super strong, you're just swinging around a pen like a cudgel.
Yeah.
You become stronger the more in the cell there is.
Yeah.
The more friends you have.
And your trinket is a keychain where the little thing at the end is just like a cute version of your regular face.
Okay.
I want to say it's a pin. It's like
it could be a pin.
Yeah.
A pin of your face.
It's a pin of your... You wear a pin of your own face on you.
Yeah.
It's obviously stylized. If people don't arm a magical girl, they're just like, that guy spent
it's like a chibi version of Ethan.
You have to tap it like reboot.
Reboot.
So what's the animal companion for this? Because I think it's just a very, very small version of Naruto?
I think it's a sword.
It's a talking sword?
Yeah, I think so.
It could be like a tiny mangaka.
That's true. It could be a tiny tiny mangaka.
It's a tiny person?
Yeah.
A tiny person with an oversized head, pathetically useless limbs, but they've got like a beret a pen that's very
small. They're always talking about how they're behind deadline.
Okay, so it's a tiny Japanese man.
Yes. Or a woman.
Or a woman.
You don't
more
know.
More than likely, it's a man.
Yeah, more than likely. If we're talking stereotypes, more
than likely, it's a man.
Yeah.
It could just be a tiny, androgynous Japanese person.
Yep, I like that.
Okay, so your animal companion is a floating around tiny person.
Yes.
Okay.
They probably speak fluent Japanese and nothing else.
Absolutely. They give you life advice and you're like, I've got to learn Japanese.
I know a little. Not nearly enough.
I mean, I feel like you'd be motivated.
You'd be motivated to learn Japanese. But
also, if he's talking it to you all the time, you're probably learning quite fast.
Yeah.
That's almost immersion.
But he cannot help you with like learning it. You only know Japanese.
Well, he could give you advice. You just can't understand it.
Yeah. Like, the barrier of communication could break down over time.
Yeah. I love that.
So your cell's entire shtick is to get as many people into the cell as possible.
Yeah.
Whereas mine is, I don't need anybody else. I can have as many people
as I want. But
only real fans.
Yeah. You'd be looking for, a couple of people with a diversity of powers to cover your weaknesses.
You need a tech. You need a director.
Yeah. Need a couple actors.
No, you don't.
One for tragedy, one for comedy.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Awesome.
Like, he can summon a chorus, not, the actors.
Yeah.
I guess. You need some leads.
Yeah. Need a good character actor.
Is that just putting on a play?
Gotta get Gary Oldman.
Gotta get Gary Oldman is part of it. Yeah, Gary Oldman is part of it. Good.
Dope.
Good.
Okay, I have one for Kevin. It's not really directly related to him. I just really want us to talk about a theme for this.
Okay.
I want Kevin's theme to be emojis.
Oh, no!
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so emoji themed.
So what we have to decide, Ethan, the first thing we have to decide for Kevin is what emoji is Kevin?
Oh, so you're going, like, the route of him, his power being a specific emoji.
Yeah, well, his cell is all emojis.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But what is Kevin's emoji?
I can tell you I do have a favorite emoji.
What is your favorite emoji, Kevin?
My favorite emoji is the one that's like the open mouth smile that's with a colon and a D. Just because no one ever smiles like that, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
The open mouth like, ah!
Sure, so we'll do the open mouth smile.
Okay.
The open mouth smiley face is Kevin's emoji.
It makes sense. I feel like it's one of those most full of love. Yeah. And then, of course, the heart. But
yeah.
So, maybe I'm not the leader of my own cell.
You might not be. I kind of like the idea of you being in the background.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so we have the three elements to go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I don't think your physical strength is that great.
It's emojis. Well, of course emoji. Not.
It's probably like a middling thing, right?
Yeah.
You've got like significantly more than human strength, but for a magical girl, you're not too great.
Except for the person in your cell who has the buff arm emoji.
Well, clearly, yeah.
Yeah. They just have the one buff arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always flexing.
You can only unflex it to flex again.
Well, no, it's perpetually flexed.
Flex
just have to swing it.
Flex.
The second thing we have to talk about, which is difficult, is the weapon.
Well, I think it's just the emoji.
Just like a giant shield of the emoji?
Well, no, I'm thinking like a throwing weapon.
Oh, like throwing stars of the emoji?
Which is why he has like the middling physical power so that he can like throw it and dent a car.
That's true. Yeah.
It's just that face.
Yeah. You're just throwing rocks that have that emoji on them, basically.
I'm thinking more like discs.
Yeah.
They don't really have that much thickness.
You can put them in a disc shooter. There's a deep cut for you 90s fans. Okay, but I feel like the magical power has to be pretty good then.
Yeah.
And I think it is you make people smile is your specific power.
So it's the joke. So it's the Joker's gas thing. Yeah.
Well, no, it's smiling with the mouth open.
Yeah, you make them do that specific face.
Okay. And I guess if it's that powerful, it has to be over like a wide area.
You can do it to multiple people.
Yeah.
You can do it for an extended period of time.
Just make their mouths really dry.
Does it paralyze
also, they can't
them?
Really, like, try talking without moving your mouth. It doesn't work very well.
Like, You could do.
They're stuck like that, so you really hamper communication.
There's a bunch of people in the building. All of a sudden, they all just start to smile. They're like, "Oh no, they're here!"
Yeah,
well, that's why I'm a support, not the lead.
Yeah, you're a support.
Yeah, shut down an area.
Yeah,
and then throw tiny emojis at people.
Yeah. Throw tiny emojis at people.
Also, I'm kind of sad we didn't choose the eggplant emoji because I like the idea of Kevin running around making people have erections.
I mean, there is an eggplant guy. We don't like to talk about him.
No, it's fine. I'm okay.
He's a weirdo.
You get a boner.
So you're
and you get a boner.
So you're
We're
just,
all girls.
You get a boner.
Oh, God.
So you're just like, I don't know why I imagine a terrorist cell like inside a building.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they start to smile and get erections. And they're like, oh no, the emoji. And then shit starts falling from the sky.
This is the worst magical girl cell ever.
It's terrible.
They have no offensive power. They just make everything really uncomfortable.
There's the fire one.
We have the fist one. Yeah. We have a squirt gun because
there's the devil
guns
one.
Up there. There's the devil. We have, we also have Satan.
Yeah, we also have Satan.
We also have literally Satan.
Yeah.
And Santa, and he gets bigger all the time.
I mean, there's the food emoji too, right?
Well, the entire point is supposed to be that the emoji cell is big, but each emoji can do one thing.
Yeah.
It's very specifically one thing.
Yeah.
And that is the what the emoji is.
Yeah.
I think they can all throw their emojis, which are like, yeah, we got throwing stars, which is cool, but
it's not gonna hurt the average magical girl.
We're not really even physically strong, no. but like all the magical powers have one specific focus.
Yeah.
Which kind of do a terrible thing. Yeah. So for the Satan one, who can in fact make a deal for your soul, because he is also Satan.
Also Satan.
Like, also just Satan.
I imagine just from like the number of emojis you'd get into a situation where it's like two powers that overlap in some way.
So, well, I mean, there's the there is the smiling emoji, but he's not as powerful as the open mouth.
There's a tongue emoji. If that's used in concert with yours, their mouth is open and their tongue is just waving out.
Like, I imagine more of that person's power is to summon a giant tongue that licks people.
Man, the emoji cell is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, but we still
why did you do this?
Still need it's. I mean, okay, if I know this is your guys', but I think it's Trinket. Either it's Trinket or it's Animal Companion has to be a smartphone.
Yeah.
Like, is it
or that, like a key charm. Like phone charm.
Yeah, it's a phone charm that is a phone. It's a tiny phone that's attached as a phone charm.
So that's the Trinket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can the Animal Companion just be a floating around smartphone that just talks in like the Siri voice?
No, it's a flip phone, and that's how it's got its mouth.
It's got one of those external screens on the top that just like has a little pixel face.
Yeah.
Hello, emoji crew.
It's Siri.
Well, there'd be a lot more like.
Did you just hear the slapping sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Great.
It's made of flesh.
Oh, God! It's just a flesh phone?
Yeah.
It's like the Necronomicon, but a phone, which explains why Satan is part of the group.
I mean, there's also, like, there's the sleeping emoji, where you just put people to sleep.
Yeah.
Or you get really tired.
Which makes other people yawn. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah, empathy yawns.
All right, hey, that's the show.
You're welcome!
We talked about magical girls. We turned all of us into magical girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did many things, and if you like that, you should give us a rating, a review, a subscription on
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, which you can find through iTunes. It's confusing. Now.
It is.
Yeah.
Why'd you change it, Apple?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
But you should do that. You should tell your friends about it. You should get them to listen, be involved.
If you'd like notifications about when episodes are coming up, or if you have your own suggestions you'd like to share with us, you can Twitter us. Yeah. At Third Space Cast.
You guys individually, I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
I'm at Mighty Thews. Ethan, do you have a Twitter handle to plug?
No!
Something you want to plug? Now is the time.
Like, I have my Facebook page where I do my reviews. Ethan's Manga Reviews, but the URL is The Manga Guy.
All right. So, facebook.com/TheMangaGuy.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So, check that out.
You can also email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
And our website is thirdspacepodcast.com.
Right you are, Kevin.
Trying to make sure I get through all the things I have to do. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Join us next week on The Third Space, where we do an entire podcast with only Smash Mouth song lyrics.
Now, what does it mean to be walking on the sun?
Well, it's a cool scene, and they say it gets colder. You bundled up now, wait till you get older.
But the media man begs to differ.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.